The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. First off, I'd just like to say that we're proud of our team for their performance on Saturday against a good Ball State club that has always given us trouble in the past. And it was a complete performance. All three phases were solid. And excited to see Jayshon Harris have his success while he's overcome and be able to contribute in a big way for our team in the senior year. And just to have to continue to focus on the little things to keep moving forward and getting better each week. Very excited about opening Big Ten play with a very good Michigan State team coming to town, and Coach D'Antonio does such a great job there with his program. So big challenge, great opportunity for the Hoosiers this weekend.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Michael Hogue, NGSC Sports.
Coach, how are you doing today? Congratulations on the great start this year.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that.
Got a quick question. It was a tough game last year in East Lansing and stuff like that with LJ Scott scoring the late touchdown and stuff. What is your game plan focusing on him this year, and how successful has the offense been with both Stevie Scott and Peyton being a dual threat at quarterback?
Well, first of all, you know, Michigan State does a great job running the football and has several big backs. LJ Scott is a special one, and we have to be very disciplined in our fits and be very good tacklers. We're still very inexperienced on defense, but we're growing each week. And so, obviously, the objective is to get as many hats around him as we can and get him on the ground. So it's going to take a full team effort and a lot of great execution on our part. And then from an offensive perspective, you know, with Peyton Ramsey leading our offense, he's done a great job being very efficient. And he does have the opportunity to be able to get first downs with the legs and his arm. And a combination of that is a good thing. And then Stevie Scott's been a pleasant surprise as he's helped us. And we've had some, you know, lost some guys at running back, and he stepped up and has played well. The offensive line is also really the reason why he's had that success. But he's taken this opportunity and made the most of it.
Thanks for your time. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Tom, I was just reading a little bit about Stevie Scott, his recruitment. What was the key from your perspective in terms of getting him out of New York?
Well, Mike Hart played a huge role in that. You know, Mike's from his hometown and knew him and his family prior to coming here. That helped. And I think the opportunity to play running back, you know, he was recruited for both positions, and a linebacker and running back. We recruited him at both, really offered him because he was a guy that we weren't sure knew he could play either or. Weren't sure which one was going to be. Kind of could tell throughout the process he kind of would favor playing running back if he had a choice. So we let him pick where he wanted to start and told him that if we needed him on defense, we'd move him over there, but we'd let him give him a shot at running back. So obviously turned out to be a great decision for us to go after him hard. And Mike Hart was a big reason, you know, I think why we got him and his recruitment of him and the relationship he already had there and the opportunity to come here and play running back.
Does he seem like a freshman? What's his kind of personality or mentality like?
You know, he's very laid back. He doesn't get all worked up. So he's got a maturity about him. You know, he's a mature person physically. You know, he's close to 240 pounds and very strong naturally. And the weight room, the short time he's been here, which has not been long, he got here midway through the summer. And so really been encouraged by the progress. I think he's going to continue to develop. I think his best football is still ahead of him. He's a young, experienced running back, but has a natural patience and vision that the Goodmans have. And so he carries himself older than he really is in terms of his grade and age. So, which is a good thing. You know, I never really expected him to do this early, but I think that he's filled a huge void that we needed to fill.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. If you look around the league this year, I mean, there have been a lot of surprising out-of-conference results, Michigan State, BYU beating Wisconsin. I mean, are you kind of shocked, or what's going on, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say I'm a little surprised in some ways. You know, you know there's always upsets, and as we preach to our team, each of our first three non-conference games, that any one of those three teams could have beaten us. And we had to be at our very, very best. And you look around, you see different teams getting upset each week by teams from, you know, other conferences or, you know, supposedly lesser conferences in terms of the way it's structured. So I just think that you got to come every week ready to play, you know. And I don't know if it's a predictor of the Big Ten. I know that, you know, there's not a lot of margin for error for a lot of us, that there's not a lot of differences between different programs, different conferences, some ways. And so you better bring your A game each week. If you don't, you'll get upset, or you won't be able to end up where you want to be. So I just think it's kind of cycles a little bit each year. You know, we had a really great year last year and won a lot of those close ones. And so I just think you have to be ready to play each week. And Big Ten conference play begins now for us. And that's what we work towards and build towards. And so now we got to, you know, prove that everything we did the first few weeks is a precursor of what's to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.